Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
Aerosmith is coming to Indianapolis. I didn't know Aerosmith was still around. But people are talking about it like it's a thing. You gotta go see Aerosmith. Again, I'll state, I did not know they were still around. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Gainbridge Fieldhouse. They will be here January of 2025. They were supposed to play in October, but they didn't because Steven Tyler fractured his larynx, which I must tell you, I have no idea how that happens at all in any way, but it happened. Tickets go on sale Friday. And they are touring with the Black Crowes. Yeah, this can convince me. This can convince me. I'm not a super big concert guy. You got to be a type of person. I mean, I know who you are. Love the live music. Anywhere you can be for the live music. I like live music. I don't like all the people. I do not want, I first of all, there is no mosh pitting for Tony, just so we understand each other. I don't want to be amongst the insanity. Like, if there's a band playing and I could just kick back and listen, I'm good. I'm very, very happy with that. But the big stuff, never been who I am, never been what I'm about. But Black Crowes? Yeah, I might have to. That sounds like fun. There we do get good shows, and of course, in November we get 3 days of Taylor Swift. Right before the election, we get Taylor Swift, so it's going to be all eyes on whether or not she gets political. You see, Tony, her dating Travis Kelce is just nothing more than a psyop, and this is all to get Biden reelected. Sure, whatever you say, it could be that Taylor Swift is just dating a guy and I don't have to care about it. But she might get involved in the election. She might have something to say about it. She might tell her people, hey, vote this way or vote that way. Maybe the idea is to be reaching out to people like Taylor Swift because she probably doesn't get to talk to people like you and me a lot and just be able to have a conversation about maybe there's another way to look at these things. As opposed to just dismissing her and then deciding I have to destroy her, which isn't working because look at all the sellouts. Just because she says something doesn't mean I'll agree with it. But I don't think that you go into the whole psyop, she must be destroyed. If she said something you disagree with, she could just be wrong, you know. Meanwhile, all eyes are on that. Then you've got Aerosmith coming with the Black Crowes. I like that the show's come to Indy. Hopefully it means a lot of good money and good times for the city. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Joint pain, thing of the past. Well, no, you're experiencing it right now, but it can be a thing of the past if you talk to QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in this type of pain management. We're talking about innovative treatments that deliver lasting results, natural biologics, using your body's own power to repair and restore damaged tissue. QC Kinetics, under the leadership of National Medical Director Dr. Mitchell Shinecup, with 20 years of clinical work.
Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The story is not about Israel, it's about the entitlement. And it is a reminder to all the liberal white women. Don't you understand that they hate you? Liberal white women are the worst. Tony Katz at 93 WIBC. Good morning. The absolute worst. We're not saying we agree to disagree. They're terrible. And not only are they terrible for society, they're terrible to themselves. Because they lie to themselves on a daily basis. They believe somehow magically, mystically, that if they're just a little bit nicer, a little bit more woke, a little bit this, a little bit that, a little bit the other, a little bit your mother, that somehow they will be loved. They will not be loved. You will never be loved. The people that you side with, and you're standing up for this, you're standing up for that, the minute they have to destroy you, they're going to take it. And I think that bringing it back to Israel, that proves it. Nothing is more criminally insane than Jewish students on the campus of Berkeley saying, "We didn't know there was so much anti-Semitism." You didn't. I don't believe you. You went to Columbia and you didn't know that they didn't like Jews? How? Oh, you believed that you were all ideologically together. Huh. Well, that's adorable. But now you know. But this is not a story about that. This is a story about the elitism, which can be found in many, many places. But no place greater than the college campus. The college campus is loaded with elitists. And the elitists are the students who believe that because they feel something, they're allowed to say something. Feeling means correct. Now, you know, and I know, and anybody who has taught their children properly knows that your feelings don't make you correct. Very often, your feelings lie to you. Your feelings lie to you like a stripper in the VIP lounge. Oh no, baby, this next song, that's when it's really going to happen. There is no sex in the champagne room, everybody. Your feelings will lie to you. And honestly, if you spend too much time in a strip club, what are you doing? Try a date, right? She'll never love you. He's never leaving his wife, and she will never love you. Producer Carl, this has really become a self-help segment. I didn't know that was the case. I didn't know that's what we were doing. But I want the people to know I'm here to help them through all of their crises. And I think it's very, very important that people see the world for what it is and not what they wish that it was. This is a story about a disruption that took place at the home of a professor. So you have this law school professor at UC Berkeley. And this law school professor, the law school dean, Erwin Chemerinsky, the wife, a law professor, Catherine Fisk, they invite third-year students to their home for a dinner to celebrate their upcoming graduation. And at this dinner, Malak Afana, who is the leader of the Berkeley Law Students for Justice in Palestine, which, by the way, if you see that on a resume, you don't hire that person. That is not somebody who can be a good lawyer. This girl gets up. They're in the backyard. She gets up, grabs a microphone, because I guess they're making statements or doing whatever. Hey, thank you for being here. All this jazz. And she starts lecturing.
Hello, everyone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Now, we should understand that she has somebody videotaping her. Somebody is videotaping. They knew she was going to speak, walks right up to it. So they knew this was going to happen. And she starts talking.
Peace and blessings upon you all. Tonight, we are gathered here in the name of commemorating our final few weeks as law students.
This is my house.
Tonight is also the last night of the holy month of Ramadan, where millions of Muslims around the world fast. Not only...
The dean, Erwin Chemerinsky, is like, this is my house. Leave. Now, it didn't say, hey, what are you doing? Or anything like that. It said, leave. I thought it was pretty interesting. Went to that. But here are like all these students. There's like a good 30, 40 students, at least at this dinner. They do other dinners. And none of them are getting up to help. He is saying leave. Then his wife grabs the microphone from her.
We have attorneys.
You hear her say, this speaker, this child, we have attorneys. This is where the elitism begins. The husband and the wife want her to stop. It's her house. Not this girl's house, their house. It's the dean and the law professor's home. She's a guest. She's got the microphone, and she's saying, we have attorneys.
Okay, you don't have to get aggressive.
Excuse me. Please leave our house. You are guests at our house.
This is our First Amendment, right?
No, this is my house.
It is. The National Lawyers Guild has informed us this is our First Amendment, right? And they are aware of this. They're not wrong.
This is my...
This law student... thinks it's her First Amendment right to take a microphone in someone's backyard and start talking. And she's got a friend with her who's telling the couple, don't be so aggressive. It's elitism. It's entitlement. It's insane. None of these people can be lawyers. No one in that crowd got up and took the microphone out of her hands, helped this older couple. No one told her, shut up and sit down. I'm eating pudding. No one? That's a cowardly generation. An elitist, entitled, cowardly generation. It's your First Amendment right to speak in my backyard? No, it's not. No, it's not. Not in any way, shape, or form. Is it your First Amendment right to speak in my backyard? Now let me give you an example of people who aren't elitist or insane. The House in Louisiana has voted 69-29 for legislation saying a driver cannot be sued for causing injury or death or damage by driving into a crowd illegally blocking a roadway if the driver feels, quote, in immediate danger of imminent death, bodily injury, or serious bodily harm. Translation? You block the roads with one of your nonsense, with one of your nonsense bullcrap blockades about oil or justice for this or Israel or, you know, being pro-Hamas, you might get run over. All those people in Indianapolis who, you know, you pulled guns on motorists, the Louisiana is saying, yeah, you're going to get run over. Don't do that. And if you take someone's home and you decide to make it your soapbox, you should expect to be punched in the face. And ladies, you too. Maybe be decent. The First Amendment gives you free speech, not in someone's backyard. That's just weird, and you know it. But entitled people believe they're entitled to everything, including anything of yours they want.
Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Want.
How bad is it?
Don't sugarcoat it. Give it to me straight.
Want coffee?
I think I need some coffee.
Time to fill up on the news. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Dow futures down 180. NASDAQ futures down 74. Wholesale prices up 0.2. The expectation was 0.3 from the Dow Jones. In February, it was 0.6. So the core producer price index is also up 0.2. Consumer prices, of course, yesterday, much, much higher. So this is all just breaking right now. I'll have more of a breakdown of this on Tony Katz today at noon. The European Central Bank is going to hold rates right now. They'll do cuts in the future if they are appropriate, but that would involve inflation falling. Europe, in many places, in recession. Don't see it happening. So certainly don't see the rates falling here in the U.S. Joe Biden, he still wants you to believe that's going to take place.
Well, I do stand by my prediction that before the year is out, there'll be a rate cut. This may delay it a month or so. I'm not sure of that. We don't know what the Fed is going to do for certain. But look, we have dramatically reduced inflation from 9% down to close to 3%. We're in a situation where we're better.
Close to 3%? Wait. Hold on a second. Let me go back to the CPI from yesterday. Close to 3%. All items is 3.5. And less food and energy, because they consider those volatile. When you take that out, they call it core CPI. That's 3.8. But close to 3%. Sure. And if you listen to Dr. Matt Will, economist from the University of Indianapolis, if at March, in the month of March, all items are up 0.4, that would mean 4.8% because you multiply it by 12, right? So you figure it out for the year. So no matter how you do it, Joe Biden once again lying through his teeth. Just the way it is. The world is crazy. And oh, I have got some doozies for you coming up on Tony Katz today at noon. The world is crazy. We do not have to be. That is why we do the TK. That's Tony Katz. A TK Thursday Music Moment. It's brought to you by Kill a Dent Removal. KillADentRemoval.com. The hail damage repair, the paintless dent removal, door ding repair, mobile dent repair. You don't need dents and dings and nonsense in your car. You want to get that taken care of. They will come to you. Mobile dent repair from KillADentRemoval.com. KillADentRemoval.com. And what we do is we're like, we don't have to be nuts. Let's turn up the speakers, turn up the earbuds, step away from the madness for a minute. Get some music going and flowing. We're going to be okay. We're going to be good. Now, it's a rainy, crappy day, so you can't necessarily roll down the windows. But if you can, roll down the windows and turn up the speakers and step away from the nonsense and grab a drink, whatever it is. I'm not here to judge. Just drink responsibly. Don't drink and drive. All those things. I went to 1977. I went to, I went disco, and I'm not apologizing for anything. 1977, Saturday Night Fever, the Bee Gees, hit it, Carl. You see, it's going to be okay. It's going to be good. Now I'm going to give Matt Bear a second just to sit down and get himself back situated because, you know, when the Bee Gees play, Matt Bear is, he is there. He is channeling his inner Maurice.
Yeah, I think I threw a hip, actually.
Yeah, well.
It happens, you know. What are you going to do?
I guess it does.
Need a better chair.
They hold a rally in Dearborn where people chant death to America and death to Israel. The mayor of Dearborn has to come out to say that is not the kind of city we are. We don't accept that kind of talk here. Well, you did, and odds are you'll do it again. And when confronted, bigot Rashida Tlaib of Michigan says, "Oh, I don't talk to Fox News. We can't have that."
Congresswoman Tlaib,
Fox News. I don't talk to Fox
Fox News.
At a rally in your district, people were chanting death to America. Do you condemn?
Not talk to Fox News.
But do you condemn chants of death to America?
I don't talk to people that use racist tropes.
Why can't you just say whether or not you condemn people chanting death to America? Why?
By the way, I don't know if we have any bigger of a racist trope than death to Israel, death to America. That's not racist? Oh, okay. Then it's something. You'll talk to you see the issue.
Are you afraid to talk to Fox?
Fox News is not listen, using racist tropes towards my community is what Fox News is about, and I don't talk to Fox News.
Is death to America racist?
Fox News.
Is chanting death to America racist?
I'm talking about your guys' racist tropes. You know, you guys know exactly what you do. I know you're Islamophobic, but you guys got to go deal with it on your own self. You're not going to use me.
Ah, Rashida Tlaib. Always a voice of reason and an absolute pleasure. Speaking of voices of reason, Maxine Waters is very upset that somebody criticized her. Oh my gosh, it was just, they came up to me in a restaurant and criticized me.
Congress with people, you know, who evidently had a racist attitude and recently one even confronted me in a restaurant. And they don't say racist things, but right. What they say is they don't like something I said. They don't like a position that I took. But you know that, you know, if you were not black,
right,
you would not be approached that
right.
way.
Sure, right. No one would ever do that. By the way, I thought approaching people was the thing to do.
So we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
Just... it's amazing how the bigots want to maneuver the rules when they're used against them. I'll have more of this on Tony Katz today.